Do we have any more questions or just issues? No, I thought I saw someone raising a hand, but it was not the case. So I'm going now to make a shorter presentation on what we want to do in personal life and in other virtual worlds. I'm going to talk very much about technology.
Thank you, James. Thank
and speaking
you.
Of technology, one good thing is that last time we had to take about 1 hour to set all the technology up. Tonight it was about half an hour. So if mathematics is correct, I believe next time it's going to be 15 minutes. And after that, it's going to be very, very fast to set up a meeting with a voice conversation in virtual reality. Let's see what we plan to do in virtual world. What's happening in the metaverse right now? Well, first, about 10 or 15 years ago, we used beautiful words like virtual reality and metaverse. Now we say Web 3.0 and massive user online games. But we're still talking about the same thing, to enable people to work and entertain themselves in virtual reality. We have gaming social networks, and we have educational events, cultural events in virtual world like Second Life. Not only Second Life, the picture, this one on the bottom, is taken in another virtual world called Entropia Universe, where recently they have an open an art gallery with some very interesting work. And many, many more massively multi-user online games are coming on the horizon. That's still a very interesting month in virtual reality. I think I have skipped many slides, so let me just go back. Okay. This is a transition moment. Second Life is a very interesting experiment. I don't think it's the last word, because metaverses like Second Life and the Entropia Universe are based on standalone proprietary system, and that's how things always begin in information technology. But very soon, things like integration, interoperability, and open standard are introduced to structure things a bit better, and all these things are coming. A very interesting experiment is this thing called multiverse. The concept, well, is a complex concept, but it can be summarized by saying that these folks want to develop just one client software for many virtual worlds. It's interesting to think that the word multiverse is used in quantum physics to mean that there is just one wave function evolving to represent many different worlds. So it's an interesting linguistic coincidence. We have one way to access many different realities. Another interesting development of the horizon is the old DRML dream, which is today revisited and has given rise to the open standard called X3D. And there are some very interesting things coming on the market in X3D. The two images toward the bot taken from an X3D world. Now, this is a very young technology. It's not mature yet. We cannot do yet in a pure X3D environment the same things that we can do in Second Life, that we are doing in Second Life. But, of course, all that is coming. Many of us do not consider virtual reality as a way to escape real reality, but as a way to complement our real life and to be able to do all the things that we do in real life, like cultural events and business meetings, within a virtual reality support. So we can do this without having to travel halfway around the world. That's a very interesting development, and another very interesting development is the fact that now we are beginning to use Second Life and other virtual worlds as a social, educational, and business life. So this will have interesting consequences. With the formation of global community enabled by digital reality, held together by a common worldview rather than by geography, I do think that this will do a lot of good to the world. And we will see companies doing most of their business in the metaverse. Research institutes and even political organizations, because this is the right moment to say avatars of the world unite. And you can find the first, but a lot more people are coming to virtual world soon. And a lot of things are coming tomorrow. We're going to have completely realistic online games with the seamless integration of voice, enabling people to play and work in virtual reality. What happens after that? We transhumanists, well, we had some debate in the IEEE on whether we should use the word transhumanist or not. I consider myself a transhumanist. We can see in this image called Never Die, which is Never Die, is a virtual disco club that has been opened in a virtual asteroid in an Entropia universe. And they have dance parties, they do a lot of interesting things. We will be going more and more to virtual clubs. And this word, Never Die, well, I think it's just very beautiful for a transhumanist like I am. Never die. Well, we have seen what happens tomorrow in the metaverse. Let's see what happens next week in the metaverse, and I mean something like 20 or 30 year time. And at that point, we have implants in the brain, enabling us to access the network directly, and also to communicate to other people by using artificial intelligence, okay? Instead of reading a web page, our internet experience will be fully three-dimensional, fully immersive in virtual reality. With the simulation of all senses, right now we have sight and sound. You have the other three senses are coming soon. And I think at some moment most of the work and entertainment will take place in the middle. And we are establishing an IET presence in Second Life. We had the other event on June 7th. We're having this presentation today. We're going to build social networks in virtual reality, having more and more presentation and workshops on ethics and emerging technology. It's very good to be able to use the Vivox technology to enable the voice presentation. As I said before, the first day we had to spend 1 hour setting it up. Today has been half an hour. I look forward to seeing this time reduced to 15 minutes next time and to a few minutes after that. We open up the video galleries in Second Life. A very interesting way to use a virtual world is as a virtual set. Because with the right techniques, it becomes very easy to produce educational material on audiovisual support. And actually, shooting the video in virtual reality can be done at a much lower cost than doing that in physical reality. One of our ambitions is to hold major conferences in Second Life in the other virtual world. Perhaps we're going to do a Transvision conference in virtual reality. And a very interesting thing that can be done with a technology that emanates a distance is distance education, and that's also in the plans. We are having this presentation in Second Life, but of course, as you said, Second Life is not the last word, and I hope that Second Life itself will evolve by incorporating recent virtual reality techniques. We are following in parallel also the evolution of the other massively multi-user online games and the metaverses and new activities and the development are being planned. And as a matter of fact, we're also thinking of an independent metaverse, an independent virtual world. That's built on one of the technologies that I had mentioned before, on which I'm not going to give many detail, but what I can say is that it's going to be very transhumanist friendly. everybody has disappeared. And thank you very much for coming here tonight. And does anybody have any question on what you just said? I see that someone is trying. Somebody is clapping hands. How do you do that? How did you do that? Fine, you're also doing that. I cannot do it. Just like that. I didn't hear any question yet, but I see that people are typing. Santa, yes, we still have to upload each PowerPoint slide separately. And you also have to do a couple of things before. Otherwise, some of the graphic accuracy is going to be lost. But again, you were not at the first presentation that we had a few weeks ago. But in that presentation, we used a really primitive PowerPoint presentation tool compared to this. This thing that we're using now, due to a British designer called Anna Robinson, is a very good PowerPoint presentation tool. So technology is evolving, and I'm quite sure that in, let's say, a couple of months, we'll have some tools to export PowerPoint without having to waste too much time. The system is not available for sale, but I think she gives it for free. And I will put you in touch with her. What do you mean by have you a blog policy for this event? If we're going to write a report on a blog? Post concerning last event. And I look forward to see what you write in your blog. I'm going to write something myself on the writing it on the UV.com site. And is Entropia Universe similar to Second Life in being able to give presentation like this? As a matter of fact, no. And that's an interesting thing because Entropia Universe is actually much better than Second Life from a graphical point of view. And you can also hold more than 40 avatars in Entropia Universe. The problem in Entropia Universe is that the possibility for users to exercise their creativity by building things is much less than Second Life. So, for example, this PowerPoint presentation tool, which has been built by a user of Second Life, does not exist in Entropia Universe. Because Second Life is like a wiki. If something is not already available, if you know how to handle the technology, as a user, you can build it yourself. So you can see Second Life like a huge three-dimensional wiki that everybody can modify. This feature is missing in Entropia Universe. And that's why I asked the question on the Entropia Universe forum on what their policy and whether they want to implement a cultural event like what we're doing tonight also in Entropia Universe. And of course they would like to do that, but they're being very slow at developing the enabling technologies. Okay, I think if there are no more questions, we would like to thank everyone for coming here. I want to thank James Hughes for his very good presentation as usual. I want to thank all the audience, and I want to thank once again the office staff who have been facilitating this meeting. And you haven't seen them because you have come on time, but actually they were here already before and were working very hard to make sure that everyone could participate in the voice conversation. So I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming here tonight. And I hope to see all of you again for the next event that we'll have on Urbiano. Thank you very much again.